Hello, I'm Dr. Locke Rush, a psychotherapist. The purpose of this exercise is to guide you through a change in your thinking. This may help you to relax, to feel a greater sense of well-being, and to gain a new positive perspective. Many medical studies have demonstrated the health benefits of relaxation. Whatever your circumstance, try to arrange yourself in a comfortable position. If possible, wear loose-fitting clothing. You may prefer to sit in a chair or to sit on the floor with your back straight, or however you like. You can take off your shoes if you wish. Whatever will put you at ease. The best time to do this exercise is when you are unlikely to be interrupted and when you're not up against the clock. As you're listening to this, pay attention to your breathing out and breathing in. In the same way that people set aside time to do physical exercise, this is a time you can devote to self-nourishment, a time to take care of yourself, a time to receive the healing powers of nature. Just as when you cut your finger and nature heals that cut on its own, there are natural healing mechanisms available throughout the entire human body. They are built into your body. What an amazing thing that our body contains these built-in self-healing abilities. And now, by relaxing, you can let healing flow throughout your body. You can unblock whatever obstacles may have developed. You can interrupt the worry cycle. Illness has a power that can cause us distress. But healing has a power too, and it can relieve the distress. This is a time when you can permit the healing force to flow throughout your body and throughout your mind. That force can give you greater peace of mind. So if you feel ready, just allow yourself to shift gradually from everyday thoughts. Become willing to calm down your body and calm down your mind and give it a break. Become willing to breathe slowly and deeply. Become willing to leave your normal worries behind for a little while. Become willing to feel more at ease. Become more open to that which can heal whatever pain and whatever sadness you may be carrying. Take a moment now just to pause and observe your willingness to be open to the positive. Life can certainly bring us hurts and bruises and injuries and sorrows. But at this moment, remember the occasions when we have received kindness, when someone's caring and concern were directed at us. Think about a time when you felt a warm ray of compassion, a beam of someone's love, perhaps from a family member or friend. Linger for a moment on that feeling of receiving someone's compassion. And know that the universe wants you to receive kindness and love, wants you to experience peace and healing. Ponder the fact that your current location, where you are listening to this, is just a very small part of the local area where you are, and that your local area is just a small section of your region, which is just a small slice of the country, which is just a part of the continent, which is just a tiny area on the blue planet of Earth, which is revolving in space according to an amazing clockwork that we are usually not aware of, but that runs on its own. Realize that your body and your life are directly part of this wondrous system. You are connected to it. And take comfort in knowing that peace and healing are built into that great system, and that peace and healing are naturally available to you, and that you can open yourself to peace and healing. You can trust it, and you can relax in that openness. There are many kinds of relaxation and meditation, some from traditions of health and wisdom going back thousands of years. Meditation often involves paying attention to your breathing. It's wonderful to realize how the body has this breathing machinery. It operates when you're awake and even when you're not conscious. It just automatically exhales and inhales, replenishing the body of needed oxygen. When you're thinking about it and when you're not thinking about it, the body performs this continuous work of breathing. There is no rhythm more basic to your life than the rhythm of breathing out and breathing in. Everything is breathing. In paying attention to your breathing, you can do it entirely through your nose. Start with the out-breath. This is the body's natural way of letting go. Exhale and let go. Exhale and let go. Exhale and let go. Exhale and let go of your worries. Exhale and let go of your fears. Exhale and let go of anything that brings you down. Exhale and let go of negativity. Exhale and let go of sad memories. Exhale and let go of painful ideas or feelings. Exhale and let go of anything you're afraid of. Exhale and let go of anything that is dark. Exhale and let go of anything that causes you anger. Exhale and let go of anything you're anxious about. Take the glass of whatever gives you anxiety and pour it out as you exhale. This is the time to let it go and become free. Each out-breath is followed by the in-breath. Did you know that one of the meanings of the word inspire is to draw air into the lungs? The in-breath is where you become inspired. After we've exhaled and poured out whatever troubles us, we can inhale the good things. We can fill up on life. We can take in that which nourishes and heals and gives us tranquility and contentment. When we breathe in, we can focus our thoughts on kindness, on joy, on receiving compassion, on being generous, on being open to life's gifts, on feeling grateful, on feeling relaxed. On the in-breath, we can inhale that which heals, that which is light, that which is life, that which sustains us, that which protects us, that which helps us when we're in need. Inhale the positive things. Inhale your higher power. Inhale the healing force. Inhale the bounty of life. Inhale with gratitude. This is our innate rhythm. Breathe out whatever blocks our growth and our peace. Breathe in the peaceful reality that every human being deserves and that every human being can attain. Breathe out the dark. Breathe in the light. Breathe out selfish feelings. Breathe in a selfless contentment. Breathe out illness. Breathe in health. Breathe out fears and anxieties about the future. Breathe in the precious gift of this present moment. Continue breathing now. If you practice patience, you become more patient. If you become more patient, you become quieter. If you become quieter, you become more aware. If you become more aware, you become more compassionate. If you become more compassionate, you become more understanding. If you become more understanding, you become wiser. If you become wiser, you become more accepting. If you become more accepting, you become more peaceful. If you become more peaceful, you see unity in all things. If you see unity in all things, you become more grateful. If you become more grateful, you see meaning in your life. The simple fact that you can hear these words is a true miracle. That your ears function, that they detect the vibrations of a human voice, that they receive those sounds and send them to the brain, and that you can now reflect on this meaning. A true miracle and a wondrous gift of life. Thank you for listening.